Welcome to Get Sleepy, the podcast where we listen, we relax, and we get sleepy. I'm Thomas, your host. Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you've had a wonderful Christmas and were able to spend it doing something you enjoy. We have all our usual schedule of episodes coming up this week, plus a special one-off bonus on Friday as a New Year's Eve treat. As for tonight, we revisit a familiar cozy cabin in the mountains. When we first met Sarah, the days were warm and sunny. Summer wildflowers bloomed in the meadow, and the weather was right for sipping cold drinks in the garden. But this time, we'll join her on a chilly winter's day, with the fireplace making her home warm and toasty. Sarah will enjoy a magical afternoon, watching the snow fall outside her window. Not to worry if you haven't heard the first story. You can always go back and listen to Summer at the Mountain Cabin at your leisure. So, let's get ready for tonight's tale by getting comfortable in bed. Close your eyes and take a deep breath in. Then, let it out slowly, relaxing as you exhale. Let go of any tension you've been holding throughout the day. Allow your body to feel supported by the bed. If you sense yourself beginning to get drowsy, give in to the feeling. Let yourself enjoy the sensation of sleepiness. You don't need to feel burdened by the urge to fall asleep. That will happen naturally when the time is right. But for now, you can simply lay back, relax, and luxuriate in the comfort of this moment. Listen along to the sound of my voice for as long as you'd like, as we join Sarah once again inside her cabin on a perfect winter day. Sarah sits in her comfortable rocking chair, gazing happily out the window. Her right foot taps against the wooden floorboards as she rocks back and forth. Green tartan drapes hang on either side of her large living room window. Sarah changed out her sheer white summer curtains in favour of the thicker green ones a while ago, when the weather first started getting colder. The drapes are pulled back, letting in the delicate winter light. The window itself is tall and long, taking up most of the wall. Sarah's cabin is extra cozy at this time of year. Across the room, the red brick fireplace is lit. She listens to the firewood crackle and pop as it slowly burns. Earlier this afternoon, Sarah prepared some hot spiced cider. Now, it's slowly heating on the stove in the kitchen down the hall. And she can't wait until she can enjoy a warm mug of it. The aroma of apple, cinnamon, and orange mixes with the scent of the fireplace in a most delightful and wintry way. Adjacent to the fireplace, Sarah has a vinyl record player. A classic winter tune plays softly in the background, adding to the sound of the crackling wood. Slowly, she gets up from the rocking chair, happily humming the familiar tune. Her soft, hand-knit socks glide across the floorboards with every step. She brushes a strand of hair back behind her ear as she moves closer to the fireplace. Sarah takes a fire iron from a metal rack on the hearth. Then she bends her knees, leaning in closer to the fire. One hand holds the tool and the other rests comfortably on her thigh. Using the metal poker, she carefully nudges the burning wood. The embers glow brighter, and the flames grow higher in response. A small gust of smoke travels up the chimney, along with a few sparks. She puts the poker back by the side of the fireplace and wipes her hands together, scattering specks of dust onto the floor below. The wood burns strongly now, creating a comfortable warmth in the living room. As Sarah stands up, she turns back around to face the window. Snow has begun to fall, and it paints quite a relaxing scene. Happiness always fills her within when it's snowing outside. And this moment is no exception. From where she's standing, the snow is all she can see out of the window. A bluish-grey backdrop meets the bright white powder in the distance. Many of the snowflakes appear thick and fluffy as they slowly drop from the sky. Others are petite and seem to fall to the ground a bit faster. She loves the idea of hygge, which is the Danish word for a feeling of coziness. Hygge is all about a sense of blissful comfort, wellness, and contentment. And it's most often enjoyed at home, especially on a snowy day like this one. For Sarah, candles take center stage when it comes to creating hygge. She especially likes it when they're accompanied by freshly baked treats, warm drinks, fuzzy socks, and a woolly blanket. A friend and neighbour of Sarah's makes her own candles from coconut wax. Sarah always gets some at the start of winter, in case of power outages, and of course, for the homey factor. There is a wonderful sense of community where she lives. She and her neighbours may be out in the mountains, far from the city, but they have everything they need right here. And in this particular moment, Sarah knows she's in need of candles. She grabs a pack of matches from a wooden shelf filled with novels and travel guides on the wall to her right. She fiddles with the cardboard casing as she pulls out one small match. She then lights a couple of the candles that rest on the bricks above the fireplace. She cups her hands around the wicks to ensure they catch. But while these are nice and almost do the trick, there are still a few more to be lit for optimal coziness, Sarah thinks. So she waltzes over to the window as the record plays another jolly song. She has long taper candles resting in metal holders along the windowsill. She strikes another match against the side of the box. The sound of a spark and a sharp, smoky aroma fill her senses. Sarah cups her hand around the tops of three candles while she lights them one by one. She can feel the chill of the window against the back of her hand and the warmth of the flame near her palm as she lights the final candle. She then takes a few steps back and admires her work. This is Hygge, she thinks. After gazing around the room for a few moments, she remembers the cider she has warming on the stove. She follows the smell of cinnamon and apple down the hallway towards the kitchen. This is one of Sarah's favorite places in the cabin. Her kitchen is draped with English ivy and warm colors. A potted Norfolk pine tree sits at one corner of the room, resting on a side table. There is a door that leads out to the back porch, which is now covered in dusty white snow. Near the door is a polished wood countertop that wraps around two walls. There's a gap in the countertop for the gas stove. The back burner is set to a low temperature, and a small bit of steam is rising up from a large pot that rests on top of it. She smiles as she breathes in the sweet, seasonal aroma. Sarah walks over to the pot, still wearing her fuzzy socks. They feel like pillows on her feet as they press against the wooden floorboards. Next to the stove is a ceramic vase filled with various cooking utensils. She chooses a large wooden spoon and then peers down into the warm cider heating in the pot. Whole cinnamon sticks and orange slices lazily float on the surface. Billowing steam drifts up towards Sarah's face, warming her chilly nose to a comfortable temperature. She then dunks the wooden spoon into the pot, making slow circles around the edge. The cinnamon sticks and oranges begin to intermingle and bounce off one another as she stirs. she's had the cider brewing at a low temperature for a couple of hours. Eager to taste it now, she fills the spoon with liquid. Holding it close to her mouth, she softly blows to cool down the drink before taking a sip. A warm sensation travels down to her stomach with the first taste of the warm cider. Sarah decides that a couple of hours has been just the right amount of time. So she turns the gas stove even lower, just high enough to keep the pot warm for a second serving. Then she leans over to her left and opens a cabinet door, which creaks slightly on its hinges. She fiddles around a sea of mugs, searching for the perfect one. Soon, she finds what she's looking for. Sarah pulls out a green, boot-shaped mug that she bought at a festive market in Poland a few years ago. It's her favorite to use during the winter season. It has snow painted around the rim, and snowflakes dot the rest of the cup. Along the foot of the boot, it reads the name of a Polish city, serving as a happy reminder of her winter trip. Sarah runs her finger across the name and smiles as she remembers wandering through the festive market, tasting delicious sweet treats and looking at trinkets holding this very same mug. Sarah closes the cabinet and finds a ladle in the same vase with the other cooking utensils. She carefully dips it into the pot and scoops up some of the warm beverage. A trickle of cider escapes from the ladle and drips back into the pot. After filling her mug to the very top with fragrant cider, she places the ladle on the countertop and leaves the kitchen. She walks down the hall, the sounds of the crackling fireplace and quiet music drawing her back to the living room once again. But when Sarah reaches the front door, which lies at the end of the hallway, she pauses. The door itself is wooden and large, with a unique stained glass window at its top. Through it is a wraparound porch, with stairs leading down to the ground. Curious to see the snow working its wintry magic outside, Sarah slips on a pair of fuzzy boots. Before she walks out, Sarah holds the ceramic mug in both hands and brings it up to her nose. She takes a big, deep breath in, relishing the notes of cinnamon, orange and apple. Then she takes a sip, feeling the warmth of the drink move through her body. Perfect, she thinks. Putting a hand on the cool metal of the doorknob, she begins to turn it, still holding her hot cider in the other hand. As the door opens, the chill of the wintry day embraces her. a small shiver runs down her spine, and she grasps the mug a little tighter. Sarah doesn't mind the cold, though. She's actually quite eager to feel its refreshing touch and see the pristine mounds of snow forming outside. She steps out onto her porch and closes the door behind her to keep the warmth trapped inside. She's grateful to be wearing an oversized cream turtleneck that's made of wool. She knitted it herself last winter, and now it's helping to keep her cozy as she moves into the brisk weather. Sarah takes a few steps further to the edge of the porch, past the overhang of the roof. A border of snow has already built up around the wooden railing here, where it's exposed to the open sky. She slowly reaches one hand out to catch a few snowflakes. Sarah watches as they melt away in the palm of her hand, soon replaced by new flakes, letting out a small, contented sigh. Sarah returns her hand to the warm mug of cider. The gently falling snow looks magical to Sarah as she gazes out over the landscape. She feels at peace, as though she's been transported into a winter fairy tale. The mountains in the distance are also covered in snow. Many of the highest peaks have been snowbound for some weeks, but they look exceptionally divine in this moment. So do the pine trees, whose dark green needles are brushed with snow, like icing sugar. In front of Sarah's house is a large hilly field. In summer, it's often covered in wildflowers, but right now, it's dusted in sparkly white fluff. Sarah imagines inviting her neighbors over to make snowmen. Though she lives in the countryside, tucked away from the hustle and bustle of city life, she has a tight-knit group of friends who live nearby. A while back, she set up a number of logs in a circle and put a fire pit in the middle. There, they could bundle up by a warm campfire, sip more hot cider, and embrace the beauty of the winter spirit together. As Sarah imagines this, she reminisces about making snowmen as a child. Back then, she lived in the city. Kids would gather at the local park after the first snowfall to make snowmen and snow angels. This always eventually turned into a good-natured snowball fight with other children in her neighborhood. Sometimes, when the snow fell earlier than normal and her mother hadn't had time to take out her wintry wardrobe yet, she would slide thick socks on both of Sarah's hands so that she could still go outside and play. These memories make Sarah chuckle before she returns her attention to the scene in front of her now. The snow has started to get heavier, and it looks like a storm is on the way. Sarah takes one last look at the tranquil landscape, at the field of snow with pine trees around it, and the rugged mountains in the distance. Now, the highest peaks are disappearing behind a curtain of dark, thick clouds. She turns to go back inside and opens the front door. She's greeted by a rush of warm air from within her cabin. It feels nice and cozy after so long outside. Then Sarah closes the door behind her and slides the chunky metal lock shut, just in case there are any strong gusts of wind that accompany the storm. She shakes off the snowflakes that have accumulated on her sweater and glances down at her feet. Her boots thud against the floor as she casually kicks them off. She makes her way over to the living room and finds a spot on her thick, plush sofa. There's a tartan pillow to match the drapes. She picks it up and fluffs it between her hands before moving it over to where she'd like to sit. Then she settles herself into a comfortable position with her legs tucked up beneath her so they don't touch the chilly floorboards. As she does this, she takes another soothing sip of her warm drink. The sofa feels soft and comfortable. It's just the right distance from the toasty fireplace, whose logs are still burning nicely. After another sip of cider, her mug is empty. She'll have another cup in a while, once she's ready to get up off the sofa again. She bends forward and slides the mug across the coffee table in front of her. As she leans over, she notices her woven basket full of knitting projects resting under the table. She grasps it by its handle, feeling the rough wood in her hands. Then she pulls it towards her and lifts it up onto the sofa. She thumbs through the projects one at a time before deciding which to continue working on. Since the cold weather keeps her indoors more often, winter is the perfect time for knitting, Sarah thinks. Plus, making warm and soft garments is a favorite pastime of hers. In fact, she even finds herself working on scarves and sweaters during the warmer months in anticipation of autumn and winter, when she can wear them or gift them to others. For now, she's decided to continue making a winter hat out of wool from the Shetland Islands. She likes this particular Scottish wool because of its durability and the way it can handle any kind of weather, rain or snow. She holds two knitting needles in her hands and begins to work, stitch by stitch. She keeps yarn wrapped around her right index finger as she guides the strand around the left needle. Knit, knit, Pearl Pearl. She says the names of the stitches quietly in her head as she gets into the rhythm. Sarah is about halfway finished with this olive green hat. She plans to spend the rest of the evening knitting it to perfection. She's idyllically positioned herself on the sofa, where she can enjoy the warmth of the fire and the lovely view of the falling snow. She hears the wind outside, the crackling and popping of the firewood, and the soft tunes coming from the record player. She watches the candles twinkle against the backdrop of a winter wonderland. And in this moment, Sarah feels completely relaxed. Knitting on its own helps to relax her, but the combination of it all has created a full, therapeutic winter treatment for any stress. Perhaps she'll return to the kitchen and pour another aromatic cup of warm cider. But for now, she sinks deeper into the comfort of the sofa. She props her head on the tartan pillow and lays with her knees up. She then closes her eyes and listens to the ambient sounds around her. The wintry combination of music, wind, and fire intermingle, making the room a safe and cozy space. Sarah lets her senses take over. She rubs the chunky yarn with her thumb and fingertips as she hums along to the song on the record player. She then focuses on the sound of the fireplace and the whistling of the wind and snow outside. All of these sensations come together magically, and Sarah wishes she could bottle them up to keep for whenever she needs to relax. At this moment, nothing else matters. All of her problems seem to fade away, and a blissful coziness and sense of utter contentment take over. Soon, the greyish-blue sky out the window fades darker and darker as the snow continues to fall. And here, Sarah might remain until bedtime calls.